And instead of doing our Bible study tonight, we're going to start next week with a new Bible study. For those that do not know where their gift is or what God has called you to do, we have a class that J.O. Will be doing searching for your gifts, discovering your gifts. And here we're going to be putting the gifts to activating gifts, okay? So here and there you're going to be learning about gifts, and here we're going to be activating gifts, okay? So make sure that you you get that on your schedule to be here, amen? You know, when I was looking at seeking the Lord for direction, the Lord laid this on my heart a week or so ago. He spoke to me about behold, and he said for me to start looking into Scripture because he wants to reveal and uncover some things in the Word. And what he was saying to me is when you look at the word behold, it means to witness something remarkable or something astonishing, all right, or extraordinary, okay? And we serve a God that does the extraordinary, amen? We don't just serve a simple God. We serve an exciting God. We serve a God that's alive and well. We serve a God that's active and busy in our world today, amen? Amen? And he's looking for us to get in line with him, to start flowing and operating as he's called us to do. You know, it's kind of interesting when you look at the prophetic word of God. Now, there's some of it in history that has been fulfilled, but it was only partiality. It wasn't in full. And as the word is going forth, it won't stop going forth until he returns for his bride. Amen. It's echoing through time, and he's speaking through time. And John 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. But in verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. So as the Word's going forth, it's always accomplishing something. It became. Amen. And as this word goes forth tonight, it's going to become. Amen. Amen. And so tonight's text is found in Isaiah 43. If you have your Bibles, get your Bibles. And I think that you should get you something to write with and get you a Bible. And if you don't have your Bible, get you something just to pen down and look at it later. Amen. Yeah. Let's get some Bibles. Some help with some Bibles. Anybody got some Bibles anywhere? Big print. Hallelujah. Oh, you got a Bible. You need something to write with. All right. Let me get you everybody something to write with. Be right back. May I have some help? Somebody hand out some sheets of paper here. Here, Care Beth. Anybody needs something to write with our paper? Lift your hand up. You probably don't need that one. Yeah. Get her something back there. You have something to write with? She needs something to write with too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pens. Hallelujah.
Do you have paper?
I'll take some more, thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, Isaiah 43, let's go there. Everybody's in Isaiah 43 in their Bibles. Verse number 18, listen to what the prophetic word says as Isaiah is prophesying. Isaiah is one of the major prophets. He says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, witness something remarkable, extraordinary. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Amen. That's what I'm saying. He's getting ready to do something new. Amen. He's getting ready to do something new. Hey, and there's new things coming. There's new roads that are going to open up. And there's new streams of anointing that's going to flow with it. Amen. God never calls you to do anything he won't anoint you to accomplish. Amen. So he's called us for this time in this season, and God's going to see it through. He's going to do everything he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. So let's pray and ask God's blessing upon the preaching of the word and teaching. Father, I thank you for the word, and I thank you for what you called it to do in this house tonight. Right now, Father God, I pray, Father God, that Carl gets out of the way. Father, I open up myself to the Spirit of God. Spirit of God, speak through me. May the words that proceeded of my mouth bring edification to those that are in the room. May they bring exhortation to them. And may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all glory, honor, and praise. For we gathered for one purpose, to give glory to you. So Lord, we say, have your way. Have your way in every heart and every life. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen and amen. Amen. He says, first, behold, witness something remarkable or extraordinary. I will do a new thing. So we're looking at new things. He says, it shall spring forth. Now, when I think about something spring forth, I think about something that happens all of a sudden. It's just like in the day of Pentecost when suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were all sitting. And they're all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. It was an all of a sudden. And I believe God is going to bring some suddenlies to the body of Christ. How many need some changes in your life? How many need some changes in your finances? How many need some changes in your home? How many need some changes in your family? God says there's coming an all of a sudden. There's a suddenly that's coming to the body of Christ. Amen. It's going to come. He's going to move in a supernatural way. Amen. So look with me tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're looking at new things. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. It's a familiar scripture. The word of God says in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. What the Lord is saying, he doesn't want to build on the old stuff. He wants to build something new. He wants to do something fresh and something new. Amen. And you can't keep trying to build on the same old thing and expect something different. You keep doing the same thing and you're going to get the same result. Amen. He says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God says there's some new things in front of you. God says, open up your hearts and your minds should receive the word that he has for you. He wants to speak to you corporately, and he wants to speak to you individually. Amen. He's going to shake some things, okay? He's going to shake some things off. I don't know about you, but God, before God ever does something, he does a Holy Ghost shaking first. You know, sometimes we get a shake to get the old stuff off. Are you with me? Are you with me this evening? Hallelujah. Amen. Look with me in Psalms chapter 149. Psalms 149. Verse number one, Psalms 149. Psalms 149. The psalmist says this. He says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. His thing about me this, he's tired of the same old song too.
Yay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He wants to put a new song in our heart. A song of praise, hallelujah. Amen. He wants to renew some things in us. He wants some fresh stuff. Amen. You know what happens? We become like copycats, imitators. It's kind of amazing. God says, he says, we become imitators of things and people we've seen before, and we begin to imitate them. And God said, we're a created man and woman of God. We don't have to be an imitator. We just have to be ourselves. He says, we just need to let go and let God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we could have a good time in the house, can we not? Hallelujah. Right? Amen. Right? Amen. Aren't y'all looking for something new? Something exciting? Hallelujah, I am too. Amen. My heart, I have a spirit of anticipation, a spirit of expectation. Amen. You never get what you're not expecting. You know, when you're expecting something, something is birthed. If you're not expecting anything, you're never going to birth anything. Hallelujah. God wants to birth some new things in our hearts and lives. Amen. Amen. There's joy that comes with it. There's celebration that comes with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. Titus 3. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in verse number 5, he says, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, I believe the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and I think we got to renew ourselves. We got to refresh ourselves. We got to regenerate. You know, I was thinking about something. The Lord was speaking to me. He says, the Holy Spirit is like a renovator, and he wants to do a renovation. And this renovation is, one of the definitions for renovation is to revigorate. Amen? In other words, he wants to revigorate us. Amen. Hey, you know, we should have an air of excitement when we come in the house of God. Hey, because where two or more are gathered in his name, there is to be found in the midst. It's not only the spirit that's within us, it's the spirit that's within each other and the unity that comes together in the body of Christ when we gather together. Amen. That's where explosion takes place. Amen. So first he says, hey, we got to be ready. He's ready to do some new thing. He says that he would make a way in the wilderness. There's new roads. In other words, God never calls you to do anything that he won't open up the way for you to do it. Amen. Amen. When he's called you to something, no matter how big it may look, he will open a way. Amen. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 40, in verse number 4, he said, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. Amen. In other words, God was going to open a way where there seemed to be no way, and his glory is going to be manifested.
Amen.
Amen. Not our glory, his glory. He's going to open up some new roads and some new avenues. He says this to us. Solomon said this in Proverbs 16. And this is important. Proverbs 16. The word of God says this in verse number 16. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold and to get understanding rather than be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil, and he that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. And what the Lord is saying here is for us to follow instructions. Follow instructions. As the Lord gives us instructions, obedience is better than sacrifice. Even though it may not make sense to you, do what God says to do. Hello? Do what He says to do and just watch out. Watch and see. Because you know what? God is the extraordinary. And He doesn't do things in the ordinary. So when it seems way out of the ordinary, then you say, wow, this has got to be God. And it's got to be Him, because it'll never be done without Him. Hallelujah. That God wants to do some things in our life. So He's going to open a way. You know, He said, my God shall supply all of our need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So when God calls us to something, it's just because we don't see the provision or we don't see the way. God said it, just walk in faith and let it go. And watch and see. Hello? Are you with me? Hello? You're my hallelujah amen guy. Hallelujah. Turn me to Isaiah 35. Verse number 8. Talking about a new road. He says in verse number 8, he says, and a highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein. In other words, God's making a way, and His way is a road of holiness. We're walking in His anointing, in His power. He says He's called us. There's a new thing He's about ready to do. He's going to open up a new road. When He calls you to do something, He's going to move things. Every obstacle will be moved out of your way. Amen. When God calls you something, God always finishes what He starts. He says, He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. He says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. He says, let us keep our eyes on the prize. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He never begins anything He doesn't finish. No matter what it looks like right now, no matter what it seems like, things are shifting, things are moving, and God's ready to pour Himself out like never before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a fresh jolt of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. I need some Holy Ghost fire inside of me. I need some things to be renewed and refreshed inside of me. Hallelujah. Sometimes you get stale. I don't want to be stale. I want to have fresh bread. Your Bible says a man can't live by bread alone, and they definitely don't want to live by stale bread. They don't want to live by old word. I don't know about you, but I don't like old crusty bread. I don't like old dried up bread. I want fresh bread. I want some fresh word from the Lord. I want some fresh word. Hallelujah. Is that what God's saying to us? He's getting ready to do a new thing. He's going to open up roads. He's going to make a way. And then He says this. He says, I'll even bring rivers in your desert place. Hallelujah. In other words, there's a new stream of anointing. Is anybody thirsty for the things of God? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty. Hallelujah. I want to take a fresh drink. So look with me in Psalms 36. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 8. Fresh stream, fresh water, fresh anointing. He says in verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Why? Hallelujah. How about the kids? The fatness of the house, amen? In other words, God wants us to live healthy and diet, but he doesn't want us to diet on the word. God wants us to diet, but he does not want you and I to diet on his word. Amen? The fatness of the house is the fullness of the word of God permeating inside every soul and every spirit that walks in the doors. Hallelujah. He says, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd like to drink fresh water too. I don't know about you, but I don't like old stale room temperature water. I like my water nice and fresh and ice cold, and I really don't like water that well, so I'm not a good preacher for water. I like iced tea. Iced tea in me. In other words, the Lord puts flavor in his water. Hallelujah. Amen. He sweetens it up a little bit. Amen. Amen. And I can't justify my not drinking water, he said. Hallelujah. Isaiah 48, excuse me. Verse number 18. He says this. He says, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Peace like a river. You ever sat along a river and had a cabin and that peaceful, calm river streaming? Amen. And it brings the peace. It's a peaceful river. But also, man, when you go to the ocean and the waves and the tides, amen, there's times of peace where you're just sitting along the river, and there's other times when he's going to come in like a wave. And I believe the Holy Spirit and God's going to move like a wave. I believe there's a wave that's coming across this nation. It's a latter end. It's a latter time that's coming. It's a latter rain that's coming. It's going to flow like a wave of an ocean. It's going to come in and it's going to shake. But you know something about an ocean? It doesn't stop coming. It doesn't stop coming. Many revivals in the past have been just a wave that came in and left. But what God's getting ready to do, it's a river that keeps coming, and it's like an ocean, and waves are coming, and waves are coming, and waves are coming, and waves are coming, and waves are coming. And then all of a sudden they start increasing, and they start increasing, and then they become unbearable. Overwhelmed by his presence. You know, and he tells us, he gives us a picture of that in Revelation chapter 22. He gives us a picture of that in Revelation 22, verse number 1, John the Revelator says this. He says in verse 1, he says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. All this water of refreshing is coming from Jesus. Amen. He is our source. He is our source. He reminded me in John chapter 9, verse 34, when the soldier pierced his side, what came out of his side is blood and water. The blood was a representation of the remission of sin. The water was the Spirit of God and the renovation and the revigoration that God is bringing to the body of Christ. You know, he says this. Jesus said, he that believes in me and thirsts of me, he can come unto me, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. God's bringing life to some dead things. God's going to bring some life. There's some dead churches in the valley that are going to come alive. Amen. Hallelujah. They've been walking in religion, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God's going to sweep in there in a supernatural way, and he's going to shift them. He's going to change them. Amen. Hey, God ain't leaving anybody behind.
Amen.
Amen. He's coming back for a church, a spotless church, a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. They're going to be glorified and magnified through the covering of Jesus' blood and by the movement of the Holy Spirit.
God.
Hallelujah. What is God saying to us tonight? He's getting rehold. I'm going to get do something new. I'm going to do some new things. Are you ready to do something new? Amen. He's going to open up some new roads. Amen. In other words, he's going to call you to do something that you've never done before. Because it's not your strength and it's not your power, it's in his.
Amen.
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 And when he opens that road and makes that way for you, that new road, there's a new anointing that comes with it.
Come on. Amen.
There's an empowerment to do what you never could do before. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.